What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us all the way long distance from our base in Des Moines. It's Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. I'm on Anna Maria Island. He's in Des Moines, the power and wonder of technology, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Phil, how you doing this morning?
Michael, I'm doing great. Just swatting mosquitoes and I'm loving the swamp of Des Moines. Is it steamy down there?
Yeah, it's kind of steamy down here. We've had several days of rain, a couple of days of sunshine. Everybody's bummed out down here because this island is very close to Tampa. And the Lightning lost in the semifinals yesterday, and so folks are just all upset. So, you know, and I happen to know that many of them who are for Tampa Bay are now ordering their Las Vegas t-shirts. So, yeah. So anyway, that's the sports hookup from Anna Maria Island.
Right, right. Well, it's a big deal.
I know
you're a hockey fan.
I am.
Right? But you're kind of a Red Wings fan, though, right?
I am a Red Wings fan. That's absolutely right. I'm getting the stares, man. Let's not talk about hockey. This is way. I'm in this coffee shop, and people are staring at me now, man. Let's not do that. I'm getting the stink eye from people. the wounds in Tampa Bay are way too. Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. All right. This is Marketing for Business, episode 16, I think it is, something like that. And we are with Phil K. James.
God.
I know. 16 weeks we've been doing this, baby. This is all right. Hey, I want to ask, I've got a couple of things I want to visit with you about. And all has to do with social media, I think, and marketing. What is it with retail establishments that say, you know, they have on their windows or they have in places, you know, follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter or however they put that, and then they don't give us directions as to where to go?
Well, there are a couple things you're seeing that from personal experience down there in Florida.
Yeah, right.
What have you seen?
Well, you know, I've just seen a window sign, for example. Join our family on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, okay, what's the name? You know, I know what the name of the retail entity is, but that means I have to go search for it. And the name may be slightly different from the original name of the business. So you got to go search and hunt and peck. And I had that happen just the other day. I wanted to congratulate somebody on doing something really cool, and I had to search and hunt and peck. And you know, anyway, but I would suspect it would be a heck of a lot easier if individuals could just go ahead and say, hey, like us on Facebook here. Or, you know, our Twitter handle is, boom, and then you're done. Then I don't have to guess.
And that's it. Yeah, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple things there. One, number one, you have to the idea of removing friction from the from the consumer. So whatever you can do to ease the process of getting somebody into your universe, rather than having to take an extra step, like actually Google your name in order to get there.
Yep.
That's so much better. But the other part of it too is because of all these Facebook algorithm changes. The first thing I thought of when you mentioned this is people just are not owning their own traffic anymore. And that's kind of alarming that people are sending people to Facebook. I think if I were advising them, I would actually advise them to go and you know, have a nice, easy to use, simple landing page.
Yeah.
On the front of their website that allows somebody to like, comment, or share, you know, and so that way they can actually own that traffic.
And then they can check their traffic. You know, yeah, I like that.
Right. I mean, they can, you know, the most important part, and what I've been stressing a lot to a lot of my clients, is that, look, you have to start owning your own traffic. And that means you need to start collecting email addresses like we used
right.
to do back in the old
right.
days.
I agree, yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, Facebook could turn around next week and decide that you know, having
exactly.
a business on Facebook isn't worth their time anymore.
Exactly. And that's one of the things, Phil, I don't think people understand. You know, Facebook jacks around with their algorithms all the time. And you're absolutely right. It is not, you're not owning your own real estate. And when you don't,
right.
then you're subject to all of these changes. And that can be dreadful for business, especially if you're utilizing one platform for all of your marketing.
Right. And Google does the same thing, too. I mean, imagine putting on you're at a coffee shop down there in Florida, and you say, look for us on Google. Well, obviously, right, look for us on Google. But what would happen if Google decided one day they're not going to list local businesses anymore.
Right.
And instead they're going to, you know, force you to pay in order to be listed on their service.
So are you suggesting,
well, if you don't own your own.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I mean, if you don't own your own traffic, you're not in control of what people are doing online or what people are doing online when they search for you, then you're kind of stuck. You're at the whims of whatever this algorithm, these behemoth
right.
companies decided they want to do with your information.
So you're suggesting your marketing tip of the day is take your website and then put on a simple landing page before you get into all the meat and potatoes. And so that you can do a number of things so that you can easily connect with visitors, A. B, be able to direct visitors to wherever you want them to go, and C, be able to own that real estate so that you can, what, measure activity and transaction?
Well, there are a couple things there to that question. The simple thing is just getting to know what people are getting to know what these platforms are doing. So it's kind of staying up to date. I'm not talking about like in-depth research on what these algorithms are doing. I'm talking about like 5 minutes. Okay, Google decided that they were going to penalize you for having a video here, or they're going to penalize you for putting, you know, your links over
right.
here. They're going to penalize you for having, you know, too many sort of these types of images. Just sort of keep up to date on what these algorithms are doing, just on a little bit, on a little piece, you know, a tiny bit every day, and basically not every day, you know, once a month or so. And also tracking your own traffic,
right.
So whether that's just checking your Google Analytics for your top line stuff, like,
sure.
Okay, people are coming in here from, you know, I have this many mobile visitors, I have this many desktop visitors, and I have this many people are checking me out from Florida. This many people are checking me out from Iowa, and it's just kind of staying up to date on the how your site is ranking, you know, with each search engine. And it also, you know, we talked about owning your traffic, just making sure that you're staying on top of these things, that you are in charge of your own traffic and not having somebody, you know, the whims of a.
Yeah, right.
Some sort of search engine.
And you mentioned something else I think is really important, and that's the organic nature of capturing email addresses. Because then you can utilize any number of platforms and start an aggressive email campaign, and because you've already done business, perhaps, with some of these folks, why not then reach out utilizing your email platform, right?
Yeah, and I'm a part of a Facebook group that is a whole bunch of copywriters. Now I don't claim to be the world's best copywriter. I don't even claim to be a copywriter at all. But I'm just fascinated by how people write sales copy.
Yeah.
and how valuable that is. I've been following this group for a while. There's this one guy that did a post recently there. He's actually a carpet. He owns a carpet cleaning business. And in a previous life, he was a copywriter. So he kind of took those skills and created a copywriting business based off of, or, you know, a carpet cleaning business based off of his carpeting skills.
Really?
Or based off of his copywriting skills. And he basically, he took, over the last 5 years, he's had over 600 people that he can claim as customers. Now, what he's done, he's kind of gone the old school route. He's taken just really well-written copy, and he's sending these people just once a month, hand-mailed.
Sure.
He's actually folding them, putting the stamps on himself.
Good for him.
He calls that, like, he calls that kind of the meditation, you know, the paper cutter is meditation, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Right, and so I mean, I'm not romantic about any of this stuff. We've talked about this before. Like, I love social media and what it can do, but I'm not romantic about it so much that, like, there are so many ways for you to own your own traffic again. And one of those ways, look, imagine getting a well-written letter in the mail. I mean,
yeah.
You know, open
wow.
it up and decide. You know, and he gets per mailing. He says he gets $20,000 per mailing.
Yeah, see.
And he's sending out less. You know, that's less than $500 per month
right.
in advertising spend.
And
incredible. I can't compete with that.
Yeah,
I can't compete with that.
No,
you know?
No. And that is old school, but, you know, and because it's so rare, I mean, we've seen studies, Phil, time and time again, when you sit down and you write a thank you note by hand, put it in the mail, you know, and somebody gets it, that they'll not only open that, but they'll hold on to that for quite a while. Because it's so rare.
Especially if it's memorable.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you do that a lot. You do a lot of handwritten notes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep.
I need
yep.
to get back into that.
Yeah. We've just talked ourselves into doing more work. All right. One thing before we let you go, and I want to talk a little bit about, we just discussed this briefly, and we've only got a couple of minutes, but I want you to get into this whole fear of missing out thing that is prevalent utilizing social media. What are you talking about when you're talking about fear of missing out?
Yeah, well, a lot of this happens with small business owners, just pretty much all of us, really. And this sort of, there are two sides of it. Number one, people are afraid to dive in because they feel like this is just a kid's game.
Social
and,
media,
you know, all this
yeah.
stuff is just weird. Yeah, social media, and I just want to, you know, make sure that I can spend my time doing, you know, what I do best in your business, which is what you should be doing. But a lot of it too is when they post something and it doesn't get any attention, a lot of people see that and they feel they have this overwhelming sense of dread that, oh my God, nobody's watching this stuff. Right. And recently, so that means like a fear of missing out. They see their competitors posting something and it gets, you know, a video gets 1,000 views. They're posting a video and it gets maybe 50 views.
So they feel.
And so they start freaking out. They say, okay, this isn't working at all. It's not moving the needle at all. And I like to think of it in two different terms. Okay, number one is a baseball stadium, to sort of paint the picture for folks.
Right.
And the other one is a dinner party. So imagine if you're at a baseball stadium, and there's one entire section of the stadium, it's like 600 people, and your post is seen or viewed by 600 people. That'd be a huge amount.
That's a big
number.
Just
say,
sure.
All these people, yeah, they heard your message, and they saw it, and maybe they made an impression of it, or maybe they didn't. And maybe 10 of those people actually liked your post, right? So then you can imagine, of those 10 people that liked your post, imagine if those 10 people showed up to a dinner party. If those 10 people showed up to a dinner party, that's 10, I mean, can you imagine having, you know,
sure.
your wife, I'm sure, throws brilliant dinner party.
Brilliant.
Because she's fancy like that, right? And,
brilliant.
And so, like, if, because you have a dinner party, plus you have the dogs and the animals and all the, you know, I'm sure it's a party over there.
Oh, it is.
But anyway, so you have this dinner party and 10 guests. You know, you think about, like, how intimate that is and how fun that is. So I think about it in terms of, look, you're reaching out to people, you know, instead of thinking of it in terms of, oh, I need to reach this entire baseball stadium, think about it in terms of, I need to get maybe 10 or 12 of these 600 people that might come across my stuff to actually like and interact with it. That way, you know, and for me, it takes the fear of missing out. It takes that FOMO feeling. It takes it off the table. And all of a sudden, I can focus more clearly on exactly who my customers are. They're the people that like to hang out with us at a dinner party.
There you go. It's all about right? It's all about scalability.
Then I get a picture of the, you know, I'm at a dinner party with the Libby dogs. And, you know.
Nobody wants that, man.
I mean, right.
Nobody wants that. Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, from Good Milkshake Digital. I've got to cut you loose, brother. I'm up on the clock. We've got to get the news hour out yet today. And then, of course, my bride is expecting me to hang out with her at certain locations on the island. So out we go. Hey,
God forbid you're on vacation. You should actually go enjoy yourself.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Come on.
Isn't that crazy? Hey, one thing I want you to do is check out Anna Maria Island Chamber of Commerce. Facebook.
Okay.
Just check them out.
They have a good page?
I think they do. I mean, they have about 600 members of the chamber here, but the person that's doing their social media, especially on Facebook, is killing it. So we're going to have an interview.
Maybe you need to interview them, huh?
We are, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be spending Saturday morning with him. Yeah, and talking about how he does all that and maybe some tips for other businesses and or chambers. So yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, thanks so much, Phil.
Oh, yep, Michael, always a pleasure.
It's the highlight of my week, sir.
Pleasure's mine.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Be well.
All right, later. You too.